We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We're going to wrap up the track and field season. We've already talked to Coach Jimmy Jukes of the Carbon Dino Squad, and now we're going to flip and talk to Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory High School team. And, Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on. I really appreciate you making time for us again today. Thank you.
Yeah, it's always nice to be on here, Jordan, and get to talk about some of the athletes here.
Yeah, we have a lot of kids doing some amazing things, especially in the track and field season. You and I have talked a lot about Braden Ivey. I know that there was a lot of expectation for him going into the state championship meet this past weekend, and he didn't disappoint. We can start with this, first place in both the 100 and 200 meters.
Yeah, you know, he ran great up there. He actually had a PR in the 100 in the trials on the first day and came home as a state champion two events, and that speaks for itself.
I know, Coach, that there was a little bit of, I guess, holding your breath in that 200 meters as he and Eli Haslett kind of swapped lanes, correct?
Yeah, so it turned out they were assigned, Braden was assigned lane 4 and Eli lane 5. The starting clerk started them in those lanes switched, and so when they finished the race, they finished in the wrong lanes, and so there was a big controversy. We had to try to get that ironed out, but in the end, the games committee decided to let the time stand that they had run, which I think was the right decision.
Definitely, and again, a sigh of relief, I'm sure, from everyone at Emory High.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And you know what, even everybody that was there watching, you know, I talk to people from all over the state. They say how much fun it is to watch him run, and especially in that 200 race. And you know, everybody was kind of upset about some of the controversy going on there.
Outside of Braden in the 100 and 200 meters, Coach, a couple of top finishes for the boys. Second place finish in the 4x400, and this is a second place finish by the smallest of margins.
Oh, yeah, that was a great race. You know, what a great way to end the meet. That was the last event of the day for us, and, you know, it came down to the wire between us and Richfield. Richfield barely edges out there, but that was fun to watch.
And then we get a second-place performance from Keldon Guyman as well in the javelin.
Yeah, and he performed great there. You know, he and Kale made the finals there, and Keldon was able to heave one out there 158 feet to take home second in the JAV, so that was great. And then Kale ended up taking fifth in the same event there, so two top five finishes.
Yeah, Coach, when you go back and you look at the boys and the way they finished third place overall with 71.5 points, about 25 behind Morgan, 18 behind Grand, a team that you guys did get the best of at the Region 15 Championship. Did this team meet your expectations at the state meet?
Oh, I definitely think so. I think the boys went out there. A couple of them did a little better than expected. A few of them, you know, placed a little lower than I thought they would. But when their times came in, you know, across the board, they all ran some of their best races. Their times were right what they've been running at the end of the year. And I couldn't be happier with how they performed. And, you know, pretty much everyone we took to the state meet made it onto the podium, came home with a medal. So, you know, it was a great, great meet for Emory High.
Let's flip to the girls' side, Coach. We knew it would be difficult for this team, yet the girls did find a way to secure 5 points. And, again, small in numbers. You and I had talked about last week how it has been kind of a down, difficult year for this ladies' sport and team. But still, they registered a few points at the state meet.
Yeah, and it was fun to, you know, those girls earned the right to be there and to be able to compete. We had Whitley Christensen placed in the high jump. I believe she placed fifth. And then a little bit of a surprise, Megan Jensen got eighth place in the javelin throw, threw the best that she has all year, over 101 feet, and, you know, great way to end her season.
Now, Coach, when it's all said and done and you guys are sitting there cleaning up after a two-day meet in, you know, in Provo, with just a number of schools from throughout the entire state representing, what's that feeling like? Is it almost like a sigh of relief, especially dealing with the weather elements and, you know, a little bit of the controversy that you had to deal with in the 200s? Was it kind of a sigh of relief just to get it over with?
You know, it was. And, you know, it's always, there's a lot of nerves going into the state meet, and then you have this controversy going on, and it's a big meet, a lot of people there. it is nice to get it over with. It's nice to see how the athletes performed and, you know, really be able to feel good about how they performed. I know the boys were a little disappointed. They thought, you know, they would be bringing home a trophy from the state meet, too. A little bit of disappointment there, but, you know, I'm not disappointed in their performance. I think everything turned out great for us.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory High School track and field team. Coach, if we recap the entire season, you know, you go back to the beginning meet. I know that it was a little bit different at the beginning because the weather was so sluggish. Maybe it warms up a bit in the middle of the season, but then we jump back into the sluggish weather. From a boys' perspective, all in all, 2019 seemed like it was just a fantastic year, which, again, it includes a Region 15 championship.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we go through the season, and with track, you kind of have kids come and go. They're trying things, and a lot of them don't stick it out to the end. And, you know, the boys that stuck it out to the end, great meet. I think we finished first or second in every meet we went to throughout the year. It was kind of, you know, we seemed to be right behind Grand all year. We hit Region 15. We're able to come out on top of Grand, bring home a trophy there, and top three finish at state. I don't think going into the season we could ask for anything better.
Well, if we flip and talk about the girls' side, Coach, again mentioning that it was a little bit of a difficult season, is that all geared around the numbers, the amount of female athletes that are participating in track, or what do you contribute kind of a down year in that realm to?
Well, a lot of it is numbers. You know, we finished the season with very few numbers in the girls. Well, we actually had several more athletes that were injured throughout the season and weren't ever able to make a recovery to come back before region and state. And I really think the girls had some potential to do a lot better this year, finish, you know, more in the middle of the pack if a couple of those key athletes weren't injured. Really helps with some relays. I mean, we were one away really from having really good relays in the girls. Then we're able to qualify more girls at state that way and different things too. So I, you know, numbers, definitely we need more girl numbers to be competitive, but, you know, just one or two really would make a big difference.
Yeah, Coach, what do you tell the kids as far as the off season goes? Track and field, I know, is so much different. Especially with the coming in the spring. So we have, you know, fall and winter sports before we dive back into track and field. What do you coaches tell the kids as far as, you know, how to maintain what they picked up on over the last few months?
You know, just stay active, really. Stay active in the summer. Get involved in other sports. Being involved in sports in the fall and in the winter, that helps you, you know, stay in shape. Maybe a little different kind of shape, but keep your lungs. And then, you know, that's the biggest thing I want to do. Just be involved, go out, be involved, do something, be active. And then when we hit spring again, we're able to kind of fine-tune them, get them into track shape, and then progress through the season.
If we're talking about fall sports, is cross country the one that, I guess, most closely correlates to track and field, Coach?
Yeah, I think it probably does. You know, especially for our distance runners, that, you know, that really is able to keep them in their tip-top shape. And if they're involved in that, they're running all summer, being on the team. And as we know, the Emory boys have been in the top two the last several years in the cross country at state. So that's a good thing for them. But you know, I encourage them to do football, you know, basketball in the winter. We have several boys that are involved in those things. And you know, anything like that would be good for them.
I know it's a long ways off, but it will be here before we know it. If we talk about the 2020 season, Coach, coming back next year, at least what's expected, what do you see happening with this boys team coming into next year?
You know, we've got several seniors this year that performed great. They placed well at state. Keldon Guyman, Kale Allred, Mason Famalo. We had Chase Christiansen and McKay Macarella that were seniors. trying to think, I might be missing one or two others. You know, so that's going to hurt to lose them. But coming back next season, we've got, I think we've got a lot of potential next year. And as I look at it, we've really got someone in every event that will be able to go to the state meet and place high, you know, top three places. And then some incoming freshmen, you know, throw those in, those athletes into a few of these places that I hope is out too. So I think coming into next year, this team has a lot of potential to make another run.
Well, Coach, it is always fun to get you on. Doesn't matter if we're talking soccer or if we're talking track and field. I always enjoy the conversation, and I'm always very appreciative of you making time for us here on the show. So thank you so much, and again, congratulations on a 2019 well-played season.
Thanks so much, Jordan.